from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Britain formally files Brexit papers. British Prime Minister Theresa May Wednesday formally began Britain's departure from the European Union. This after 44 years, she notified EU Council President Donald Tusk in a letter. Now, this comes 9 months after voters in the UK opted for Brexit. In an interview, Ms. May said she expects a period of adjustment after negotiations are complete.
We want to make sure that we are ending the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice and that we are able to control movement of people coming from the European Union.
Years.
We want to have the agreements done in 2 years. There may, as I say, then be a period from which we're implementing those arrangements.
European Union Commission leader Jean-Claude Juncker appealed for unity among the EU's remaining 27 members. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met Thursday in Ankara with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu as allies examine their next steps in the campaign to defeat Islamic State militants and stabilize the refugee crisis in the region.
Today's conversations built on three mutual long-term goals: working together to defeat Daesh, ISIS, building stability in the region, and bolstering economic ties between our two nations.
Tillerson is looking to build on progress from last week's meeting of coalition partners in Washington.
Over the past 18 months, the U.S. military's ability to operate from Turkish bases has enabled us to increase operations against ISIS by 25% without the utilization of any additional aircraft required.
Turkey has been a NATO ally since 1952. This is VOA News. In Iraq on Wednesday, a suicide truck bomb exploded in southern Baghdad, killing at least 15 people and wounding dozens of others. No immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State has carried out similar attacks. In Washington, the commander of the U.S. Central Command told lawmakers the U.S. may have played a role in that large explosion that killed dozens of civilians in western Mosul on March 17th. General Joseph Votel said an investigation is underway.
The investigation will look at command and control. We'll look at the munitions we employed and the fusing for those munitions. It will look at intelligence. Importantly, it will look at the behavior of the enemy, and it will look at how our actions may have played a role in any civilian casualties.
Reports indicate an Islamic State truck bomb was parked near a building that collapsed from a large explosion at the time of the U.S. airstrikes. Malaysian officials have authorized the release of the body of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak says the remains of Kim Jong-nam, the victim of an unusual murder last month at Kuala Lumpur International Airport, has been released to North Korea at the family's request. President Donald Trump hosted a listening session Wednesday at the White House as part of campaign pledge to stem America's worsening opioid addiction crisis.
Drug overdoses are now the leading cause of accidental death in our country, and opioid overdose deaths have nearly quadrupled since 1999. This is a total epidemic.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will head up a commission on ways to combat the trend. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee is focusing Thursday on Russia as it holds an open hearing as part of its probe into Russian meddling in the November presidential election and any possible collusion by President Donald Trump's inner circle. Now, the committee described Thursday's session as a primer on the history and characteristics of Russian active measures and influence in the campaigns and the country's cyber capabilities. The chairman of the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee, North Carolina's Richard Burr, on Wednesday pledged a thorough investigation into Russian involvement.
Tomorrow's hearing is to examine Russian capabilities, their capabilities to influence elections globally, what Russia has done in the past, which is important for us to bring to light for the American people.
Ranking Democratic Senator Mark Warner.
What really concerns me is at least some reports, and we've got to get to the bottom of this, that there were upwards of 1,000 paid internet trolls working out of a facility in Russia.
Neither Burr nor Warner revealed any conclusions reached so far except for Russia's aims. For more on these stories, VOAnews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.